A UNH professor is working to tame a wild plant, which he believes could be the next big thing in the fresh fruit industry. Cold hardy kiwis, a smaller but sweeter relative of the fuzzy kiwi you're familiar with, could thrive even in New Hampshire's North Country. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports that for all the enthusiasm, plenty of hurdles remain before these tiny kiwis are ready for the limelight.
Walking among the rows of more than 100 varieties of cold hardy kiwis planted at his UNH observational vineyard, Professor Iago Hale says, forget those fuzzy brown kiwis. If you really want flavor, try his plants.
Right off the bat, you're dealing with a much, much, much sweeter fruit, but it's not cloyingly sweet. It also has a lot of acid to it, so it has this really complex flavor to it, a lot of tropical kind of flavors, pineapple, mango, papaya. I mean, they're amazing.
These kiwis are green and about the size of a grape or a little smaller. They have smooth, edible skin. Hale first popped one into his mouth when he was in grad school in California.
Our instructor was saying, yeah, these are kiwis. I was like, oh my God, kiwis? I've never seen anything like that. And popped one in my mouth, and it was just, you just wonder, like, how can you be on a planet for 3 decades and no one just ever tell you that there's something like that out there? It was really upsetting. And so, because it's not like you can go in a market and buy them.
That's because they're not a widely commercially grown berry. Only one farm in Pennsylvania grows them at scale. Hale is on a quest to change that. His project has been going now for 3 years, so it's really just a baby.
They're still basically wild plants. You know, they're semi-domesticated at best. We're maybe 2 or 3 generations from a wild plant in central and northern China.
But this is the first year some of his vines are bearing fruit. Hale says these kiwis, which are coming to be known as kiwi berries, can grow in poor soils. They're tough. In particular, he thinks this plant could become a cash crop in the North Country since it survives all the way into Siberia.
So certainly not scared of the winters that we have. The plants will survive. You know, the question is, how do those hard winters affect fruit production?
Those fruits are sweeter than grapes, sweet enough even to make wine.
Our kiwi wine is probably our third or fourth best-selling wine. It's done very well for us. In fact, we're continuing each year to purchase more kiwis.
Bob Manley is one of the owners of Hermit Woods Winery in Meredith. He buys his kiwi berries from that farm in Pennsylvania. And he says while some wine snobs turn up their nose at fruit wines, he can convert anyone who tries it.
Sort of akin to, we would say, a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. So it has a lot of the style and character that you might be familiar with a more traditional grape wine. But using a berry that grows in this area and grows quite well, actually, grows organically.
But to bring this fruit into production, first, horticulturists like Hale have to find a variety that bears a lot of fruit and has less vine. Right now, some varieties can grow 20 feet a year.
But I think as soon as we make the headway that I expect we will, this is going to be huge.
So keep your eyes peeled, New Hampshire, for kiwi berry vines in Colebrook. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.